The race for Florida House of Representatives District 1 features primaries on both sides of the political aisle. On the Republican side, one-term incumbent Mike Hill faces a challenge from political newcomer Michelle Salzman. Today, a look at Hill's re-election bid. Mike Hill is an Air Force veteran who spent his formative years at Eglin Air Force Base when his father was in the Air Force. Now 62, he's owned and operated an insurance agency in Northwest Florida for the past three decades.
I am a conservative constitutionalist. Why? Because I said that oath. That is so important to me because of my faith.
Hill believes what the public generally wants from their elected officials is good public policy.
And for me, good public policy consists of four things. Number one, is it constitutional? Number two, is it fiscally responsible? Number three, will it fix a problem or create a problem? And number four, is it morally sound?
This is Hill's fifth run for state office. He was twice elected to the House District 2 seat, lost a 2016 bid for state senate, and is now seeking re-election to the House District 1 post he won 2 years ago. This is Hill making a final push for votes in 2018. He's employing the same strategy as the 2020 primary election approaches. However, like other candidates, he's now facing new challenges on the campaign trail in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic and the recent spike in cases.
We haven't been able to have meetings where you can have gatherings to have debates or even for fundraising. Can't do that. And even the traditional knocking on doors, we just started that recently. And it was just before this second wave took over. We started it. So now we may even need to slow down doing that again because of the second wave that we're experiencing.
Hill says he supports the governor's reopening strategy as well as the state's order to reopen schools in August, believing it can be done safely by following CDC guidelines. In terms of economic recovery from COVID-19, he believes the fastest path is to keep businesses open and operating.
Business owners will take the appropriate steps to make sure that their customers are going to be safe. We're seeing it right now. You can't go into Sam's or to Walmart without face coverings. They only allow a certain number of people in at a time. They did that without government mandating that happen. And I think businesses will take those sorts of steps. And that's what's going to turn the economy around.
Sticking with current affairs, our conversation shifted to the Black Lives Matter movement and what legislative actions he would propose to address racial injustice. Hill, whose son works for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, reflected on improved conditions for racial minorities due to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. But for the most part, he believes the existence of racism in government is more of an individual problem, not systemic, and not a job for state lawmakers.
I think, first of all, government itself can't stop racial injustice because that is a product of man's nature. There are going to be people who just have that bent towards racism. Thank goodness in America and in Pensacola, Escambia County, that is not a prevailing sentiment. It may have been in the past, but it's not at this time where racism is really a big issue. So I think what we have to focus on instead is family values.
On the history of racial injustice and the removal of Confederate monuments, including plans to remove the one at Pensacola's Lee Square, Hill's position has been well chronicled in his online video posts.
I'm conservative Republican Representative Mike Hill. I'm here to stand in defense of this Confederate monument.
Hill, a Republican who happens to be black, seems out of touch with the prevailing stance of most African Americans in Northwest Florida and around the country. He acknowledged the atrocities at the Pensacola site over the years, but he disputes historical conclusions that the 1890s monument is a symbol of white supremacy. Further, he believes its removal is illegal. He's vowed to fight such efforts and has made preserving all historic monuments one of his platforms.
My bill listed 16 conflicts, major conflicts, that the U.S. was involved in, starting with the Spanish-American War, going all the way up to our current conflicts. And, of course, it had to list the Civil War. Civil War, we lost more people, over 600,000, than any other battle. So it had to be in there. But the word Confederate is nowhere in that bill.
That bill and the vast majority of others sponsored or co-sponsored by Hill failed to win approval. Further, critics, including his opponent, say he's been totally ineffective. For his part, he says it's not unusual for proposed legislation to fail, noting that more than 3,000 bills were introduced last session and only 200 of them eventually passed. His plan is to keep trying with the monuments measure and his other priority issues.
Number one is protecting the life of the preborn.
On this front, Hill is pushing for passage of a fetal heartbeat bill to drastically limit abortions in Florida.
Number two, protecting our constitutional rights, in particular the Second Amendment.
Specifically, he wants to eliminate gun control provisions included in the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. For the third contest in a row, Hill is facing a female opponent, this time from first-time political candidate Michelle Salzman. Following the recent trend in the Republican Party, both candidates describe themselves as conservative. But Hill says for him, it reflects his deep-rooted belief in limited government, low taxes, personal freedom, and individual responsibility.
I know why I'm a conservative. It's not because I'm just saying so. It's because I know how I've studied government, that that is what works. And I believe that is what's going to be best for our constituents.
Mike Hill, seeking re-election to the Florida House of Representatives, District 1. More information about his campaign is available on his Mike Hill for Florida Facebook page. Next time, a profile of his Republican primary opponent, Michelle Salzman. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.